Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Good morning, my family, friends, and guests. Welcome to another episode of Renewed Radio. This is your host, Mr. S2P, a.k.a. Sam P. Thank you for joining us. Look, check it out. If you got any friends on Facebook, Twitter, Google, whatever, tell them that it's time for Renewed Radio, and Mrs. S2P is about to get it on and popping here. And so what we got coming up next is Mr. Raymond and Kim Larkin with Love Defined. This is a married couple from Winston-Salem, a lovely couple. Did music with Bless Your Life. Check them out on Facebook, either Raymond Larkin or Kim Larkin. Also Reverb Nation, Raymond and Kim. So this is Love Defined. Check it out. When we get back, we're going to have some great music and great conversation because this is your station for transformation.
Thank you.
waking up every day to vivid visions of my dreams. Cannot wait till the day when my life mirrors those scenes. But am I ready? Am I steady in my faithfulness? Fill me up with gratefulness. God, don't want to escape from this. Skate with this. Roll into where greatness is. In your presence, please assist me with all these demons that I battle so my soul exists. I know that I have led them in. For my sins, God, I repent. Looking back on time I spent within, I was more diligent. Fill me up with innocence. In purity, there's benefit. Evilness, I dwelled and packed my bag. Now I'm an immigrant. People all around me telling me they see your hand in me. If only they knew the struggles I'm facing just to stand as me. I want to bless my family. Leave a fruitful legacy. Building up those coming up and do it very regularly. I see where you were taking me. Break what you got up breaking me. God, I just want to be the best person that I could be. I must admit the actions that I most regret are the ones I can't forget. But maybe it's good for me though. Maybe they're keeping me low. Maybe if I see who I don't want to be, it'll help me to grow. Whatever it takes to be the greatest me that I could be, I'll do it. God made me for a purpose and my job is to pursue it. Any obstacle, please move it or grace me to get through it. God, honestly, I want to be like you because you the coolest. The definition of love, you never give up on us. If only we would remain in you, we always be good. I want to make the best of life. Living for me will not suffice, especially when there's a Christ who died to give us all his life, just so he can make us right. A bridge from earth up to the sky, to the heavens way up high. That's where I would keep my eyes. That is what I seek for prize. That is why I kill my pride. That is why I stand against my enemy and I survive.
Yo, check out his album, Fly to the Sky. Please check out his album. I will bring more updates for you on Facebook, but he is on Twitter. Type in The One Keon with his new album, Fly to the Sky. Check him out. That's a great man of God, speaking it real for the kingdom. This is Renewed Radio. Once again, like I said, I'm your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. So, we're talking about the Christmas holiday. Man, Christmas is coming up. I know everybody getting done with their Christmas shopping, or at least hopefully you are. And, teachers, they are doing praise dances because They got these long vacations. They don't go back to school till next year, starting on basically Friday. So, you know, I work in the school system myself, and, you know, yeah, kids can be overwhelming, but they are a blessing. And so we give a shout-out to all the teachers, all the educators, all the after-school program directors, anybody who has plays a part in just contributing to the kids' well-being, helping them, leading and guiding them as a coach. Shout-out, big shout-out to all the teachers. But look, check it out. You know, we got this thing that's come so traditional that, okay, the Christmas shop and things of that nature. Then we made these New Year's resolutions. And most people's New Year's resolutions is that I'm going to lose like 40 pounds, which they never do because most of them make resolutions and not solutions. So don't make a resolution this year. Make a solution. Do something that you're going to actually stick to and that's going to change your life. Because, you know, good and well, you're going to sit here and spend all that money knowing that you're about to be broke in January, February, because you're going to spend all this money for a gym membership. Then you're going to spend all the money the previous month for Christmas shopping. So why don't you make a solution? Make a solution to be a better steward, meaning a better manager of your money. Because a lot of times we sit here and front about the things that we say we're going to do. So we're going to be better stewards with our money. We're going to be we're going to work out, but we don't even sit here and write a plan. So but when you're really serious about something, you write it down. You write it down, you write a plan, and you keep track of it. You write it down, you type it up. It's like, this, I'm real serious about this. And you get somebody to hold you accountable. If you have no accountability, then you might as well not even make no resolution because it's just a resolution because it's going to end in probably January. So if you're going to make some type of change in your life, make sure that you're serious about it and you're not doing it just because it's traditional. We got to get out of that spirit of tradition. We even do things traditional in the church, not every church, but, you know, a lot of times, you know, we were talking about, my wife and I were talking about the spirit of religion that's going around. Everything is so religious. And if you want to keep it real, religion is not Christ-like. That's not Christ-like at all. You're not being a follower of Christ when you're being religious. So if you just go to church just because you know that I'm supposed to go every Sunday, then that's religious. But if you know in your mind that I'm going to church to be around a body of believers because I know that without being in the church, without being planted somewhere, I can't grow in my walk with Christ. If you have given your life to Christ or if you claim that you've given your life to Christ, the truth is you can't grow in Christ without being connected to a church. I'm not talking about, okay, I'm going here. No, being a member, being planted. You cannot grow. It's impossible for you to grow without being connected with a church. You know, a young man back in the day told me this. Because I asked him, I said, why do I got to be a member of a church? He gave me this analogy, and it changed my life. He said, think about a seed when you plant it in the ground. If you keep uprooting that seed or keep taking that seed and putting it in different soil, will that seed ever grow? And it won't because it keeps moving from place to place. And it's not planted somewhere where it can grow. So every church has issues, but that's beside the point. Because we're in a world that has issues. And the church is full of people who have converted their life and some people that haven't converted their life to Christ yet. You got, in the church, you got a combination of people who are serious about serving Christ and religious people. So you're going to have issues. But if God put you there, and you know he put you there, then that's where you're supposed to stay. So let the Lord lead and guide you and direct you. But the truth is, without being planted in a body of believers, because the church is not the building. The church is the body of believers. You can't grow. It's impossible for you to grow. So why don't you think about that? While we go to Jerry Blackwell. Shout out to Jerry Blackwell. Look, go check out his album, The Book of Eli. I got it myself. It's free, y'all. Come on now. You can't get no better than that. It's free. Go to, matter of fact, you can go to my Facebook page, type in Jerry Blackwell, and look at his post, The Book of Eli, Volume 1. Go check him out, man. I'm telling you, this man right here brings the truth because the Holy Spirit does speak through his rhymes. But check out Jerry Blackwell with Green Suitcase, produced by my man, Sean Hunter.
The legacy continues. The legacy continues. Yeah, we live on. On, yeah, we live on, we live on, we live on. About to take you on a journey, hope you come with me. Travel back in time, we'll go to Rescue Temple number 3. Probably won't remember that. This before my time, before I rhyme, before I injure tracks, before I sip the Similac. Wasn't even born, but Jerry's parents went and entered that. Older Blackwells went to see a burning hell, and that movie had them moving to the altar. They had figured that they were now disciples, sold to Satan, wouldn't get him back. Dude that led him to Yeshua was a gentleman. Used to be a gangster till the spirit came and entered him. Probably left him trembling. Met him in a cell, taught him well, reassembled him. Taught him to assemble men. Met this lady he was loving, name was Barbara. Heard the father tell him, son, you better wipe my daughter up. So he hopped up on the bus, left from Cincinnati. All he had was his faith, his belongings in a green suitcase. Green suitcase, welcome to a new day. Shining like a prism, cause we living for Yeshua. Using what we giving, never tripping on what fools say. Cause what fools say, never what Yeshua say. Green suitcase, carrying our dreams. So the team never snooze, they stay up on the move. They walking in the light and shining brighter than the noonday. Hungry for the truth, you better open up.
I hear the students speak about a cloud of witnesses, those who peer from beyond, eternal spirits that be cheering the song. Well, if y'all got some Sky Tune, iTunes, I hope you hearing this song. And through the lyrics, know my spirit is strong, and that I'm fearless, and I'm steering beyond the atmosphere. I see the cumulus and spirits is gone. Clouds dissipate when crowds participate and throw their hands in the air. Pray the Holy Ghost to hold me close while slamming the snare and dancing on hi-hats with fly raps. I know the cancer was there, cause Jehovah saw a soldier at war, weary on the battlefield, and he had chosen before that he would enter into rest in. He loved this son especially. Wish we had you here, but we can't tangle with your destiny. Know that with maturity, we still on the road, chasing lions, faith is flying, and you showed us before. Fight like Joshua, torches now past the past, the old who came up out of
us. Green suitcase, welcome to a new day. Shining like a prism, cause we living for Yeshua. Using what we giving, never tripping on what fools say. Cause what fools say, never what Yeshua say. Green suitcase, carrying our dreams, so the team never snooze, they stay up on the move. They walking in the light and shining brighter than the noonday. Hungry for the truth, you better open up your food plate.
We live on, we live on, we live on, we live on, we never die, we never die, we just moving to the sky. Yeah, that's where we fly. Yeah, legacy continues.
Yeah, that was my boy Jerry Blackwell with Green Suitcase. That's dedicated to my late Bishop Otis Lockett Sr. I love that song, man. It always brings me back to which we call him Pastor Lockett. So shout out to the Lockett family. Here's Shrope with Fantasy.
Thought I was living my dreams, but things ain't always what they seem. I was losing, living that life, an illusion. I was living that lie. I gave up the things I was craving, and you gave me the dream I was chasing. So good is the feeling now, yeah. Good is the feeling now,
because you're on my fantasy.
Everybody got plans of their own, story of our lives, what stands of your own. Till we out of time and heard the closed chat, man, at the bottom line's the word, closed caption. I was the same way, had my life schemed out. He said the narrow road, I took the scenic route. He told me Song of Solomon, I put the remix out. It wasn't room for my wisdom in the genius house, so I give it away, give it away, give it away now. I'm living the life, living the truth, living the way now. Not for tours, awards, or features, living for the Lord. That's reward in the speaker, sure. The tours and awards would be sweet, but only for a second if my pleasure ain't Jesus. So everything that I schemed up, I let it go, and in return got the things that I dreamed of. I thought I was living my dreams, but things ain't always what they seem. I was losing, living that life, an illusion. I was living that lie. I gave up the things I was craving, and you gave me the dream I was chasing. So good is the feeling now, yeah. So good is the feeling now,
because you're on my fantasy.
As a kid, I always dreamed of making music, beating on the table, driving my mama crazy, loud in my mama's basement. I gave the Lord my dreams, he gave them back. You're proud of me, mama, ain't ya? It started out as a hobby, spitting that copley. Put the pen down and picked it up in its timing. I know the Lord got me, so nothing stopped me. Yeah, I'm on them noodles, yeah, homie, back to rhyming. Grandpappy pastor, so it's mine. Everybody looking at you like, what you gon' do? I told them I'm a rapper, they told me go to school. Get the backpack, and the backpacking is for fools. At the time, the microphone checked 1212. Wasn't writing those checks, so what you gon' do? But I knew in my heart, geez, that God hadn't brought me this far. He dropped me off, so I wrote the zoo and I put it out. Classic, if you ain't have it, you missing out. The abstract, intellect, independent route. Now I'm the first artist on Collision Out. Applause, get your spring fling on, high side, killing it. The Lord got the team strong. Life in the ecstasy of the supreme one. Christ is the fantasy, so I dream on. Thought I was living my dreams.
Yeah, that was Smoke with Fantasy. This is Renew Radio as we're winding down. Family, I'd like to give a shout out to my family in Burlington, my man PJ, Heather, Brandy, all my family up there, Burnett, Lurch, all my family down there in Burlington, North Carolina. One love to y'all. Hopefully I see y'all on New Year's. We get our grub on, sit back, laugh, and joke, chill. Look, if you haven't seen your family in a long time, check it out. Please actually go visit them. I mean, and don't just wait till New Year's. And so I know I've been guilty of doing that. And honestly, it's because some family you just don't want to be around all year long, you know? But I can, most of my family, I can say that I can be around them for a certain period of time. Just keep it in real. Because, you know, you got to get back to the comfort of your own home. And, but the truth of the matter is, ain't nothing like family. Young lady at my job gave me a card. It says, nothing is like family. Laugh, love, not just for this season, but all year round. So spend some time with your family. There will be no show, like I said on my previous episode, from the 21st on to the 31st. So I will see y'all next year, 2016, Lord's willing, where it's going to be a new season, new day, and new music, new conversation, and renewed radio. So make solutions and not resolutions this year. So thank y'all for tuning in to Renew Radio. I will see y'all. I love y'all. This is Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Yo, go check out my album before this year's out, even though it'll still be available next year. But during this Christmas holiday, it's 20 tracks. So it's almost, it is an hour, almost a little over an hour. So you can sit back while the sleigh bell's ringing or whatever. You can sit here and pop you in to Mr. S to the P. Listen to Renew. Let it transform your mind while you're listening to your Jingle Bells and your Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Put that in your 5-disc or even your 1-disc CD player. You might just want to go ahead and go old school and get you a Walkman if they sell those. So, look, I love y'all. I thank y'all for all the people who tuned in to Renew Radio. Thank you for your support. Glory be to God, first and foremost, because I would have never done this at all if it wasn't for my wife and my friend, Dr. Final Reflect Entertainment. So I will see y'all next year in 2016. One love.